You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is California Congressman Buck McKeon, a Republican representing the Golden State's 25th Congressional District. We've asked him to offer his thoughts today on the dismal forecast issued earlier in the week by the trustees for Medicare and Social Security and what the Republican strategy is for shoring up, reforming, or possibly even changing some of those entitlement programs. And Congressman, thanks so much for your time today.
You betcha. Thanks for having me.
The one thing everyone seems to agree on is that the status quo is unacceptable when it comes to Medicare and Social Security, and most folks agree that the Medicare situation is in more urgent need of attention just given its financial condition right now as well as the aging population. What are we seeing in terms of a sustained movement towards some type of Medicare reform? Is that a major priority right now?
Yeah, and nobody's mentioning it. I mean, you know, the president has this grand design where he's going to fix health care, going to fix our energy situation, make us energy independent. He added illegal immigration to that shortly back. He's going to fix the economy. Lots of great speeches, not much other than that happening. I've been here now 16 years, and we've been talking about this for 16 years. And we're just getting closer and closer. We had a real wake-up call a couple of days ago when we see that, again, it's moved up a year. Medicare will actually pay out more this year than it's collected. So we'll be having to borrow not only for the huge, huge deficit that we're undertaking right now, but also we'll have to be borrowing money to pay out for Medicare benefits. So, and in a few more years for Social Security benefits. So this is totally unsustainable.
Congressman, what ideas are floating around inside the Republican conference or the study committee or anywhere else on Capitol Hill in your party about the best way to approach this? Most economists seem to think that it's not an easy fix. So what ideas are being considered right now?
Like I say, nobody really is even talking about it. This kind of was a bolt out of the blue. I mean, we knew it was bad, but when President Bush tried to bring it up at the start of his second term, the Democrats just decided that they didn't want us to do anything, so they basically killed it. I was talking to Chairman Rangel yesterday. I said, you know, at some point, some adults have to sit down and really go to work on these things. And he said, yeah, I know. He said, it's a matter of trust. You know, neither side trusts the other to step up to make the commitments that we know we need to make.
What principles come to mind for you on either Social Security or Medicare? We know that the president was more specific in terms of his Social Security reform agenda, referring to President Bush a few years ago. What would you like to see Congress move forward on? What's the right mentality, the right mindset here?
Well, President Bush talked about letting people own part of their own Social Security. You know, a lot of people, I think that that's the way it is. They think they pay in money each month, and it's sitting in a box for them in Washington, where in reality that's not it. It just goes in with the general fund, and the income comes in there, and the outgo goes out, and the difference is built up in debt. The Democrats jumped on that and totally killed it. It came out like that was his whole solution. That was just a very small part of it. And with what's happened now in the stock market the last couple of years, that is totally off the table. The only way to fix it is cut the benefits, which nobody wants to do, or increase taxes, which nobody wants to do. And so it's going to be tough decisions made for everybody. What's been done in the past is move the starting point out. People are living longer. They're retiring later. That's probably one of the more acceptable things. Instead of right now, I don't even know. You don't start getting the benefits at 65. It's 65 in so many months. And I don't know the exact date. If somebody turns 65 this year, how many months they have to wait to get the full payment. But that's one way to do it, is make people wait a little bit longer. The other way, I guess, is increase the taxes, and I don't know that any Republicans would vote for that. I think what is going to have to happen is the president has tremendous political capital. If he would decide that Social Security is more important than maybe some of the other things he has on the agenda, and call a summit on Social Security like he has on health care and energy and all these other things, this is something that needs fixing right now. should have been done years ago, but it does need right now. And if he would call everybody in together and say, you know, we're all going to sink or swim together on this, and people become statesmen instead of politicians, we could get it done.
You were talking about deficits a moment ago. What have you learned from the financial crisis in your own state about where we could be headed if we don't get our ship in order on entitlements and a whole lot of other areas?
California is probably even in worse shape than the federal government, because the only thing that's keeping them together right now from bankruptcy is federal government sent them a whole lot of money out of the stimulus package to use in education and other things, which means then they don't have to spend their own money. They didn't balance the budget, which they have to do by constitution. And so they're borrowing more. They're trying to pass more measures to increase taxes, and people are in a state of rebellion out there. And I don't know how they're going to fix that. The federal government has the ability to keep printing more money. The states don't really have that. And so we're looking at a deficit this year. I think it's going to approach or exceed $2 trillion. When I came here 16 years ago, our whole budget was $1.4 trillion. This year, the budget is $3.5 trillion, and the deficit, I think, will, as I say, be about $2 trillion. The only way the government gets money is from taxing and borrowing. They tax too much, they borrow too much, and they spend too much. And what we've got to do is just like people do in their own household. Like right now, tight times, people have cut way back on their spending. We haven't. We just passed a budget that increases spending by huge amounts. So what we've got to do is, I think people are going to wake up. I think we're going to have a big change in the next election, and we'll have not a one-party rule. It'll be back like it was with Clinton and the Republicans in charge. And neither side gets a victory, but we start cutting the spending, and that's how we balanced the budget in the 90s.
Congressman, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
California Congressman Buck McKeon represents his state's 25th congressional district. This is Dateline Washington.